Natanong niyo ba sa sarili niyo itong question na to? What keeps a church together? What keeps a church together when people are so different, where people have different backgrounds, personalities, different struggles, opinions, different preferences? Yet, kahit magkakaiba ho sila, they call each other family. Kung ang sagot mo ay maaaring siguro shared interest, Pastor, kaya sila nagsasama-sama sa church. Similar life stages, siguro. Siguro type ng music, program, o siguro kaya sila lahat nagsasama-sama sa isang church, kasundo nila si Pastor. Then kung yun ang reason why the church comes together, ang unity ng church na ito hindi tatagal. Because when pressure comes in, mauuga po ang unity na to. Paano kung ang sagot sa katanungan ay hindi matatagpuan sa what we share in common, but in what God has done for us in Christ? Ito ang titignan po natin sa passage natin ngayong umaga sa ating bagong series. Kasi po, tayo po ay magsisimula sa panibagong sermon series na tatawagin natin Cultivating a Gospel Community. Cultivating a Gospel Community. Ito po ay isang 4-week topical sermon series. Bagamat ang regular preaching diet natin dito sa Crossroads ay expositional preaching where we work through different books or different genres ng Bible, at sinisikap natin to make the point of the passage ay yung point ng sermon, naniniwala kaming mga elders na ang pansamantalang topical series na ito ay makakatulong sa pag-unawa natin kung paano maging isang church community that is shaped by the gospel. Dahil naniniwala din kami na ang Christian life was never meant to be lived alone. When God saved us through the gospel, He not only reconciled us to Himself, but also joined us to His people, joined us to His bride, which is the church. Kailangan natin maunawaan di lamang what the gospel saved us from, but also what the gospel saves us to, saves us into. The gospel creates a community of believers who love one another, serve one another, encourage one another, and together display the glory of Christ to the watching world. Okay, so the next 4 weeks, we will consider what it means to cultivate a gospel-shaped community. Kaya my prayer is that this series not merely increase our knowledge of the church, but also deepen our love for Christ and strengthen our commitment to one another dito mismo sa Crossroads. So what kind of people does the gospel create? Bago po natin pag-usapan o sagutin yung tanong na yan, na what a healthy church does, kailangan natin muna malaman what a healthy church is. Sa passage natin sa 1 Peter chapter 2, sinulatan ni Apostle Paul ang mga nagkalat na Kristiyano sa Asia Minor na nakakaranas ng pressure, ng opposition, at social marginalization dahil sa kanilang pananampalataya kay Kristo. Sila'y namumuhay bilang exiles or sojourners sa isang mundo that did not share their values, did not share their convictions, did not believe in their God. Ang concern ni Peter is not merely how these Christians survive sa isang hostile culture. Ang totoo niyan, ang concern ni Paul, ni Peter, is magkaroon sila ng tamang pag-unawa kung sino sila as redeemed people at kung paano sila mamumuhay together in a hostile environment. So ang passage natin sa 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 to 12, which is yung binasa natin sa ating kanina ni Mommy Mercy, ay makikita natin how he exhorts them from the identity to conduct, from God's people are to how God's people should live. So, ang main idea natin for this morning is this. The gospel creates, shapes, and displays God's people for His glory. The gospel creates, shapes, and displays God's people for His glory. We have divided this passage into 3 points. Number one, the gospel creates a new people. A gospel creates a new people, verses 9 to 10. Number two, the gospel shapes a holy community. The gospel shapes a holy community, verse 10. And number three, the gospel displays God's glory through His people, which is verse 12. The gospel displays God's glory through His people. Una, makikita natin how God gathers sinners into His redeemed family. Pangalawa, makikita na natin how the gospel calls God's people to pursue holiness and righteousness. And finally, makikita naman natin how God is glorified sa pamumuhay ng mga redeemed people na ito. Number one, the gospel creates a new people. Basahin po natin ang 1 Peter chapter 2 sa first part ng verse 9, this time sa English Standard Version. 1 Peter 2, 9. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession. Kung mapapansin ninyo sa Bible niyo, sinimula ni Peter ang section na ito not by telling the believers what to do sa kanilang pressing situation, but telling them how they are, who they are, kung sino kayo. He did not start with activity, he started with identity. Ang conjunction word na but dito sa sharp, ay isang sharp contrast ng verses 7 to 8, which is in previous verses, where Peter described those who reject Christ and stumble in unbelief. In short, ang sinasabi ni Peter dito sa kanila, hindi na kayo yung dati. Ibang mga nilalang na kayo. You are now different people because of Christ. Kaya tinambakan ni Peter ng Old Testament covenant language na originally ginamit para sa Israel at inapply niya sa kanila bilang isang iglesia. Sabi, ang point ni Peter in doing this is because in Christ, God is forming one redeemed people made of Jews and Gentiles by faith. So, yung nabanggit dyan, chosen race, God initiated the salvation, hindi tao. Royal priesthood, God gives access and service. Holy nation, God sets apart a people for Himself. People for His own possession, God claims ownership of His people by grace. Peter is reminding them na ang identity nila ay hindi self-made, but is a grace-given identity. They now have a new identity, and yung identity nila is now found not on themselves, not on their culture, not on other people, but in Christ alone. Tapos from reminding them of their identity, pinaalala niya kung sino sila, he now reminds them of their purpose. Tignan niyo yung second part ng verse 9 sa inyong mga Bibles. That you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. God saves His people to be a worshiping community that proclaims His praises. Yun yung tinatawag dyan ng excellencies. The church exists to make God's character known. His mercy, His holiness. That's why we sing about these truths kanina. Power, His grace, His love. Ang imagery ng contrast ng darkness to light dito highlights ang conversion nilang mga mananampalataya. A transfer of realms, kung tawagin, from ignorance, sin, darkness, death, to life. Fellowship with God. Living in the truth. Last Tuesday, it brought joy to our hearts to have witnessed 7 individuals who shared their conversion stories. Stories of God calling these souls out of darkness and placing them into His marvelous light through the Lord Jesus Christ. And then publicly declaring their repentance and faith in Christ through water baptism. At mamaya, Lord willing, they will be added to this covenant community, sa Crossroads. So the church is not merely a rescued people. It is a witnessing people. Tapos hindi pa nahinto si Peter dito. He deepens yung contrast sa verse 10. Look at verse 10 in your Bibles. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Peter here echoes Hosea chapter 1 and chapter 2, na kung saan Israel's judgment was described as not my people. Tapos sinundan ito ng restoration through mercy. Ang ginawa ni Peter dito is in-apply niya ito sa redemptive pattern ng church. Once not a people, dating walang relasyon sa Diyos, alienated from God, now God's people. Ngayon, mga taong may intimate relationship sa Panginoon. Now they belong to this covenant. This covenant, mayroon na silang covenant relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Tapos sa last part ng verse 10, kung titingnan ninyo, he gives this climax, no? You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Listen, everything hinges dito. Everything hinges on the Lord's mercy. Not merit, not progress, not worth self-worthiness, not good works. The church exists because God acted in mercy towards undeserving sinners like you and me. God forms a people by mercy. By mercy. This is key to understanding how God makes us His chosen people, royal priesthood, holy nation, and treasured possession. Ginawa niya ang lahat ng ito, hindi dahil na madalas tayong mag-church. Ginawa, in-extend niya ang kanyang mercy, ginawa niya lahat ng mga ito, itong mga titles na ito na binigay sa atin, hindi dahil sa tayo generous magbigay sa offering. Matulungin, tapat, maunawain, reliyoso, mabait at walang sinasaktan o walang inaagrabyado. Hindi yun. Bagamat magaganda ang mga gawain ito, hindi lang siya sapat para magkaroon ng relasyon sa Diyos. It is not enough to make one righteous before God. In fact, it is our good work. In fact, our good works do not, anything na kung saan does not precede faith, ay kasalanan sa Kanya. You see, in the sight of a holy God, we are sinners deserving God's judgment, condemnation, and wrath. And friends, kung ni-remind ni Peter ito sa kanila, this is also a good reminder sa ating ngayong umaga. That ito ang good news. This is where the good news of Jesus Christ comes in. Because it's about God's mercy. God's mercy comes in. We deserve God's judgment. Yet Christ received God's judgment on the cross in our place. We deserve God's condemnation. Christ bore our condemnation. We deserve God's wrath. God showed us mercy through His Son Jesus who died on the sins in our place, taking our sin and shame and taking the full wrath of God in our place. Friends, we become God's people because of the good news of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through His perfect life, sacrificial death on the cross, Christ paid for our sins in full, and He was raised for our justification. If you are here today and do not have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, there is an invitation sa inyo ngayong umaga to repent from sin. Talikuran ng ating mga kasalanan. Talikuran ng ating mga Diyos-Diyosan. Talikuran yung self-reliance at ilagay ang ating pananampalataya sa ginawa ni Kristo sa krus para may kabayaran sa ating kasalanan. Repent. Turn away from sins and place your faith in Christ's finished work on the cross for salvation. The gospel forms a people by mercy. Now listen, The gospel does not merely save isolated individuals. The gospel creates a new people. The gospel reconciles us to God, and the gospel gathers us into God's people. Before Christ, tayo'y mga strangers to God, ultimately strangers to one another. But through Christ, God brings us into His family and joins us to His community. Therefore, ang church ay hindi isang community built on common interests, kagaya ng nabanggit ko kanina. Hindi common backgrounds or cultures. It is a community built on a common Savior. A common Savior. What unites us ay hindi dahil pare-parehas tayo ng hilig. What unites us is that we have all received the same mercy from God. And because the gospel has brought us from darkness into God's marvelous light, ang sinabi ni Peter dito, yung purpose natin as a church. Now, tignan nyo naman ulit sa verse 2. Balikan ng verse 2 sa second part. God, not that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you. That's our purpose. God not only forms a people by mercy, but also creates people for His praise. Niligtas ka ng Panginoon for the sole purpose of giving Him honor and glory and praises. Kung kayo po ay bisita ngayong umaga o isang regular attendee dito sa Crossroads, and you claim to be isang Kristiyano, you must understand that a gospel-shaped Christian gladly commits himself or herself to a local church because this is where God's people are visibly gathered, if you claim to be a genuine Christian. I urge you to pursue membership sa isang faithful church. A faithful church that faithfully preaches the gospel, faithfully preaches God's word. We invite you to become maging part ng family ng Crossroads, pero hindi necessarily kailangan Crossroads. If you've been jumping from one local church after another, that needs to stop. Kasi you will not grow. You need to be a church na kung saan hindi ma-feed yung mga preferences mo. You need to be in a church who will be loving to you and tell you the truth the way it is. You need to be a church that will be committed to you, a church that will love you. So be part of a local church that is healthy. Sa ating mga kapatiran naman nandito, do not live as an isolated Christian. Matagal ka nang na-attend, matagal ka nang member ng church, pero you've been isolating yourselves. You're not called to be isolated. You're called to be one sa community and to be a person na hindi spectator, kundi a person that will participate in everything na nangyayari sa life ng church. Ang church membership ay hindi isang human invention, kundi isang visible expression of belonging to God's people. Crossroads, be reminded that what unites us is not our age. Definitely not my age. Hey, malakas yung tawa na yan. Definitely not our age, not our language. Marami tayong iba-ibang dialects represented here in different regions. Not culture, not social class, not political parties. Hindi, not basketball or volleyball teams, or even the video or online games that we play. Hindi yun ang nagpapa-unite po sa atin. What unites us is that we all receive the same mercy of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. So, anong ibig sabihin nito? Ito ang ibig sabihin nito. Refuse to let secondary preferences divide our church. Refuse secondary preferences, even theological preferences, dishearten a brother or sister in Christ. Pursue relationships with brothers and sisters dito mismo sa Crossroads who are different from you. I know you have friends. That's great. I'm glad you have friends. Pero because of what Christ has done according to Ephesians, who had destroyed the dividing wall of hostility, we should be engaging brothers and sisters who are not like us. Not the same family background, different skin tone, different educational level, different profession. Tinanggal na ng Panginoon yan eh. Wala nang mataas, wala nang mababa. Wala nang sir, wala nang madam. Ang tawag po dyan, kapatid sa Panginoon. Nabanggit din kanina sa passage that we are to proclaim God's excellencies. And a way to do that is by prioritizing the Lord's gathering, the Lord's Day gathering every week. Kasi it is through the gathering that we come together as a church family to do what? To sing corporately, to sing as a family, to pray as a family, hear God's word as a family, observe the ordinances which is later as a family, and encourage one another with God's excellencies as a family, reminding who God is and what He has done. Corporate worship is not merely something we attend. It is something God's redeemed people naturally do together. Natural yan sa isang Kristiyano. A gospel-shaped community begins with the gospel itself. Bago magkaroon ng isang holy community o isang compelling witness to the world, there must first be a people who have been rescued by mercy of God through the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel truly creates a new people, marked by humility, marked by gratitude, marked by worship, marked by unity, marked by holiness, which is yung number two. The gospel shapes a holy community. Verse 11, look at your Bibles. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passion of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Pagkatapos ipaalala ni Peter who the believers are kanina, ngayon naman he tells them how they must live together. Remember, context, pressures, na nakakaramdam sa lugar na yon. Tinawag ni Peter ang mga believers na sojourners and exiles. Not only because they are in a foreign land, but because this world is not their home. Pinapaalala ni Peter sa kanila na hindi kayo taga dito. Foreigner kayo, foreigner kayo rito. You're expats, which means panandalian lang kayo rito. Ang kanilang ultimate citizenship belongs to God's kingdom. This explains kung bakit hostile sa kanila ang mga tao sa community na yon. They are not from around this world. And so are we. Their faith was obviously different sa kanila. Obvious ang pagkakaiba na lang ng pamumuhay. That's why Paul is saying, tuloy niyan, natural lang yan na tratuhin kayong ganyan. Kasi hindi kayo taga dito. That's why Peter exhorts them later, sa later part ng chapter 2 at saka chapter 3, not to respond the way the world responds kapag nakakaranas sila ng injustices. And in this passage, Peter tells them to abstain from the passions of this world or of the flesh. Since they are now a new people, a people who now have a new relationship with Christ, they should no longer live for the passions and pleasures na ino-offer ng mundong ito. But kailangan sa will ng Panginoon. Mga kapatid sa Panginoon, this is an important point that I would like to highlight sa atin ngayong umaga. If we say we have a new relationship with Christ, then we should also say that we have a new relationship with sin. We should no longer enjoy it, indulge in it, entertain it. Invest our time, resources, and energy in it. The new relationship that you have with sin because of Christ is that you hate it. Since we now have a new relationship with God through Christ, we should hate the sin that we once loved. And when we do fall into sin, which nangyayari po ito, there should be godly sorrow, deep godly sorrow that leads to repentance and even a willingness to make things right, even when it leads to inconveniences or even suffering. Peter does not treat sin casually dito. Kung titingnan ninyo yung passage. He knows how dangerous sin is. Ang passions of the flesh are not harmless weaknesses. Ay, kasi minsan ganun tayo, Pastor, kasi weakness ko lang yan eh. Sensya na, tao lang. Sin are not harmless weaknesses. They're poison. Sin seeks to destroy. It seeks to destroy faithfulness. It seeks to destroy usefulness, a gospel ministry. It seeks to destroy your joy and fellowship with Christ. It seeks to destroy your spiritual health. That's how sin rolls or operates. Kaya Christians must actively fight sin. Patuloy tayo makikipagdigmaan sa kasalanan. Let us not take sin lightly. We should wage war against sin. Wage war against sin. Even the saints of old understands this and use this same exhortation. Kagaya ni John Owen, isang Puritan theologian, na sinabi niya, be killing sin or sin will be killing you. O kaya naman yung reformer na si John Calvin, na ang sinabi niya, the Christian life is a warfare upon earth. We should no longer live for the passions and the pleasures of this world, mga kapatid sa Panginoon. But for the will of God alone, we are to wage war against sin. Friends, are you waging war against sin? Or have you made peace with it? What sins have you broken free from, but now are tempted to return? Crossroads, as strangers and foreigners of this world, we must fight and kill sin, even if it means suffering for it. Sabi ni Jesus in Matthew chapter 5, verse 29, if your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than your whole body be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. For it is better that you lose one of your members than your whole body go into hell. Na ano ibig sabihin ni Jesus dito? Jesus does not literally want us to pluck our eyes and chop off our hands. Hindi yun yung sinasabi niya rito. It's a literary strategy or yung tinatawag na hyperbole. Hirap basahin niya. Hyperbole. He uses hyperbole to teach us that we must do whatever it takes. Do whatever it takes to cut off sin. Do whatever it takes to cut off every opportunity for sin. Maring nandito kayo ngayong umaga, it could mean giving up certain habits at saka practices na matagal nang umaalipin sa iyo. Matagal nang sinasabi ng asawa mo sa iyo, matagal na sinasabi ng mga anak mo o ng magulang mo o ng mga kapatiran sa Panginoon, isuko mo na. It could mean refusing that job offer na dumating sa email ninyo this week. Kasi kung titignan niyo yung offer, yung schedule and everything, it can compromise yung pag-walk mo sa Panginoon. It could mean giving up maybe your job. na dahan-dahan na nilalayo ka na sa Panginoon. It could mean being shamed, mocked, or rejected because of your faith in Christ. It could mean being imprisoned or even losing your life for the cause of the cross. And in order to fight sin well, we need God, yes. We need the Bible, yes. We need the Holy Spirit, absolutely. But we need the local church. We need brothers and sisters who will help us. A body of believers who will walk with us. Pansin niyo, Peter addressed believers together dito, hindi isang tao. This command is given to a community, hindi individual. And in order to fight sin well, we need the church, a body of believers who will help us. Bring sin to light. Expose sin. Huwag tayo magpatuloy sa unfruitful works of darkness. You may open up to your elders, if kayo yon, your CG leaders, or any mature Christian that you trust. Ang point dito, huwag ho natin patuloy pang hawakan ang kasalanan. Huwag tayo makipaglaro sa kasalanan. Let us correct one another. We are commanded to speak truth with love and gentleness. Pray for one another. Pray for the elders. I'm thankful sa mga maraming mga members who message me and other elders saying that we are praying for you, how we can pray for you. Thank you. Pray for our holiness. Pray that we would continue to fight the good fight of faith. Pray that we would serve our wives well, that we would shepherd our children well. Pray that our talk would also be our walk sa grace ng Panginoon. Let us help one another dito sa church persevere. Let us help one another to heaven. One way we address sin as a corporate body is through church discipline. We believe it is the most loving way to deal with sin sa isang unrepentant na kapartiran. Crossroads, let us fight sin together, not because holiness earns salvation, but because holiness flows from salvation. A gospel-shaped community is committed to helping one another grow in holiness. Number three and last. The gospel displays God's glory through His people. The gospel displays God's glory through His people. Verse 12. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. The church exists not for herself, but she exists as a witness before the watching world. Ang early Christians nung time na ito, sinulat ni Peter, faces suspicion, faces slander by the community sa paligid nila. Ina-assume ni Peter na maaaring ang mga unbelievers na ito, inaakusahan sila unjustly, yung mga mananampalataya. Pero imbis na in-encourage ni Peter na mag-respond sila to retaliate o mag-rebelde, he exhorted them to live honorably, honorable lives. Ang ating good works ay hindi nakakaligtas, just to make it clear. Kahit anong mabubuting gawa mo, hindi po nakakaligtas ito. Si Kristo lamang ang tagapagligtas. Ngunit ang ating good works natin display the transforming power of the gospel. Yung po nagagawa ng good works. Sa isang loving church, a loving church demonstrates what God's grace can produce. So paanong paraan, Pastor? Well, when non-Christian witnesses, Witnesses what? When non-Christian witnesses, ang mga kapatiran sa Panginoon ay nagpapatawaran. Mga kapatiran sa Panginoon who forgives one another. Humihingi ng tawad at nagbibigay ng kapatawaran. When they witness na naglilingkuran ng mga magkakapatid, serving one another. When they witness followers of Christ bear one another's cares or burdens and care for one another. Kapag nakatingin ng mga tagalabas and they would see this, they will be amazed. Hindi naman sila magkakaedad, hindi sila pare-pareho ng trabaho, hindi naman sila magkaka-region sa Pilipinas. Iba-iba ang kanilang family orientation. Magtataka sila. At Crossroads, we should be living a life that would ask the watching world questions, that would lead them to ask questions sa life natin. Hindi questioning, but question. Yung Crossroads, anong nakain ng mga tao na yan? Years ago, meron tayong mga members who were pouring into sa isang mag-asawa na hindi Christian. They invited them sa kanilang bahay, had several meals together, and shared God's word and the gospel when opportunity opens. The non-Christian couple was encouraged sa kindness, generosity ng mag-asawa na ito, to the point na naging magka-close yung couple na to. Kaya hindi mahirap imbitahin ng Christian couple na ito, itong non-Christian couple to sa kanilang Bible study. And eventually, hindi siya nahirapan imbitahin sa church. Habang tumatagal sila sa pag-attend ng church, this non-Christian couple was amazed to have witnessed na yung na-experience nilang warmth, na-experience nilang kindness sa kanilang kaibigan, sa mga kaibigan nilang couple na Christian, na we witness din in a greater scale sa life ng church. So hindi lang yung mag-asawa yung may ganitong klaseng kindness, supernatural love, kundi sa kaka-attend nila ng church, na experience din nila sa community. They have witnessed the community loving each other, caring for one another, protecting one another, and even providing for the needs ng bawat isa, speaking truth in love with one another, reminding the gospel of Christ's cross and empty tomb regularly. They were so encouraged by the community that one of them, sa isa sa mag-asawa, asked several times sa aming elders na gusto na niya maging member. Ang problema, hindi pa siya Christian. All the time, because he wants something that he is seeing and experiencing. I want to be there. They were compelled by the community. But as the community continues to love them, pour into them, and as they hear and see the gospel reverberate throughout the corporate gathering and through the lives of the members, we praise the Lord that they came to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ at members na rin ngayon, serving as encouragers to others. Praise God. Listen, faithful conduct becomes a powerful testimony. When believers forgive one another, serve one another, bear with one another, and care for one another, the outside world, the watching world, sees something different. The church becomes a visible display of the gospel. Pero ang primary concern ni Peter dito, nung tinuturo niya ito sa church, is hindi yung reputation ng mga Christians. Hindi yun yung point niya. Ang primary concern ni Peter dito is yung glory ng Panginoon kung hindi sila mamumuhay ng tama. When a church community lives distinctively like Christ, others ultimately glorify God sa lives natin. The church is meant to function as a living testimony to the greatness of God. That if you are from the outside looking in, You may be able to see a faithful congregation and see evidence of God's saving power sa mga buhay ng mga members. Is this the impression that we are getting, mga kapatid sa Panginoon? As the outsiders look in, they see not perfection, but genuine transformation. Not sinless, but an ongoing repentance. Not self-exaltation, but Christ-exaltation. A gospel-shaped community shines as a witness in a dark world. Peter teaches us three important things as we conclude. God gathers sinners into his redeemed family. God transforms his people and calls them to fight sin together. And lastly, God uses the life of the church as a witness to the world. If you are here today, and if you're here today and you have a religion but have no relationship with God, come to Christ, receive his mercy. If you are a Christian today, ngayon nandito kayo ngayon, and not a member of any church, you need a local church that will be committed to you and you committed to them. And finally, if you are a member, commit yourselves to helping build a gospel-shaped community dito sa Crossroads that proclaims the excellencies of God who called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. The gospel creates, the gospel shapes, and the gospel displays God's people for his glory. Let us pray. Father, we pray that as the gospel has been reverberating throughout the time ng service, that you would use that to call many to a saving knowledge of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray for the dead souls would come to life, that you would take them out from darkness, call them out from darkness, give them life, and place them into your marvelous light. We pray for their salvation today. I pray that as Crossroads, we would commit ourselves to helping build a gospel-shaped community that proclaims your excellencies as those who were called out of darkness into your marvelous light. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.